The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and today for the first time, back on SiriusXM, SiriusXM channel 158.
Let's go.
Let's go. Very excited to be back. You know how long it's been since VSiN has been on SiriusXM?
Oh, boy. Good question.
Bill 80 told us yesterday.
I should know this.
It's longer than you think.
5 years?
4 years.
Okay.
4 years since we've been back on SiriusXM.
I was going to guess 4 years, but then you said longer than I think.
I egged you on into a bad answer? Yeah, sure. Blame me. We're happy to be back.
Awesome.
VSiN 24/7 from this point forward. Not from this point forward, from earlier today forward on SiriusXM channel 158. This is a numbers game where Kelly Bidlin and I do 2 hours of sports betting radio every day, and Fridays are always special during football season. It's a football Friday, hour number two. It is our all-star squad of Chris Felica, Steve Fezzik, and Dr. Bob. Back to back to back. For those who are unfamiliar with those folks, Felica, of course, from Fox Sports, formerly of ESPN. We'll talk college football with him, NFL divisional round. Everybody talking NFL divisional round today. Anything else he's betting. Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest here in Las Vegas, will join us in studio. And then Dr. Bob, the pioneer. Doesn't like to be called a pioneer, though, because he says legend. It makes him sound old. So he says he prefers legend. Dr. Bob had talked a college football championship with us as well. And first hour, not to be outdone, Rufus Peabody, maybe the greatest bettor of his generation. I don't know if Rufus appreciates that title that I bestow upon him, but I think it's probably true. Rufus, pro bettor, also a co-founder of Unabated Sports, will join us, talk NFL divisional round. Also want to talk to him about, you know, where he first became famous was Super Bowl week, where he exploited props.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just get a sense from him if he still is doing that. Is it as exploitable as it always was? And then Jim Miller, familiar voice to those who listen to SiriusXM NFL radio, former NFL quarterback. He'll talk a division round with us as well. Kelly and I will give you our bets. We'll do a little round of Are We Sure? Estamos Seguros for the National Football League as well.
Another week, I had a lot of fun putting them together.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to hear the questions. We'll get to tennis bets here momentarily. I just want to say, though, no matter what happens on this show for the next 2 hours, the most exciting thing already happened this morning. Would you agree with me?
I'd hate to say that, but since you already did, I'll agree with it. Because, yes, that was the most exciting 10 minutes of a radio listen I think I've ever had in my life.
So I was honored this morning. Steve Cohen hooked it up with my old buddy Sway, Sway Boogie. Sway,
who remembered you very well.
Oh, of course. What, did you think he wasn't going to remember me?
I thought he was. No. I mean, the way we talked about it yesterday.
First of all, this is very offensive already off the top.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah. But the way you and I talked about it yesterday, it was like how much was he even going to bring that up at all? And kind of launched right into it.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to bring up any of the stuff, and he had no problem doing so. But Sway does Sway in the Morning Show on Shade 45, which is Eminem's station at SiriusXM, the great Eminem. Get it? Shade, Shady, Slim Shady. Get it? Shade 45 and Sway in the Morning. He does his morning show. He's done it for over a decade now with Heather B. You may remember her from the original Real World in New York. Tracy G. And then their producer, Torch. So we had a good time for 10 minutes talking about stuff. One of the things I said was, you know, Torch, we were supposed to, first of all, Steve Cohen tried to hook it up in the 6 a.m. hour, so right before this show, so I could come into work, and then I could do the Sway, you know, segment, and then do this show.
Right.
So he told Torch, Sway's producer, like four times, hey, can we do it in the 5 a.m. hour, the 8 a.m. Eastern hour? And finally, Torch was like, yeah, whatever, tell him to call at 8:45 a.m., 5:45 Pacific. So one of the things that I said on there was like, Torch, wow, we got to come up with a better name for Kelly.
Yeah.
Torch.
Yeah. Hey, you sent a good one this morning. Machete. I like Machete.
Machete. But what was your choice?
I don't know. I just went with Blade, but that was boring.
I like Blade.
Something American Gladiator style, you know?
Here's the
Laser.
Thing. We can't, but here's the Malibu. Thing. We can't call you The Blade. Like, it's not Kelly The Blade Bidlin. It's just
right.
Blade.
Right, exactly.
We'll see if it sticks.
I agree with that.
We'll see if it sticks.
I would like for me and Torch to get into some fake Twitter battle. I think Twitter beef, that would be great for both shows, I'm sure.
So we'll try to get the audio of that. And
he's on for the whole time we're on. So that might be Monday for you guys.
Yeah, we'll try to get the audio and we'll go back in time. One of the things I did say at the end, though, I was like, because the way it started, I was like, the people I work with now will never believe anything you have to say. It's very true, I think. Okay, tennis bets. Last night, Australian Open in Melbourne. 0-1. Lost on the dog. Lost badly on the dog, by the way. Laura Sigmund, she got rolled by Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in straight sets, and it was not competitive at all. And then we got unlucky because we were well on our way to hitting our over on the Artur Fies match against Hugo Humbert. I love how, like, people who are first tuning into us are like, hey, we're just talking about hip-hop. Now what the hell are they talking about? We
could have used Country Club into segue nicely.
Oh, you want to do
Fire
that?
Fire it, Savannah. We're going Country Club. And we're going golf betting on this show. There we go.
That's a segue.
Yeah.
You think Sway in the Morning has this kind of music?
No, he doesn't.
Sure doesn't. Country Club and on a numbers game. Anyway, so we were on our way to hitting the over, easy peasy. All we needed was like a 6-2 set in the fourth to get there. And then Artur Fies, well aware that we were about to hit our bet, he's like, yeah, I'm done. So it's a refund for everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just walked off.
There's Osaka?
Osaka walked off the court yesterday against Belinda Bencic. And it was one of those things where Osaka, she kind of waited to see if she won the first set tiebreaker before she decided. So it was like, she was like, if I win this, maybe I should keep playing. But she lost. And so she was hurting for sure.
I really wish I could give these tennis players more crap. But if I was in their shoes, are you kidding me? Like, I would, like, it's like, oh, I lost a break or two. And I'm like, I'm just going to give this set away.
Well, here's the thing. If you are withdrawing a walkover, as we call it in tennis, like I'm part of the tour, as they call it in tennis. If you're doing it during a slam, it's legit. Right. Like you're not walking off the court during a grand slam, you know, just for the heck of it. Some of these off slam tournaments, like 500s and 250s, especially the 250s, if you're walking off the court, then, you know, maybe you're just quitting.
Now, just to remind everybody and the new audience that the one rule change I would like made for tennis is that when there is a walkover,
that's right,
this has to be Allen Iverson, Ty Lue style, where the opponent or who the person who's going to be walked over has to lie down prone on the ground while the other person literally walks over them.
Was that yours or was that mine during primetime action? I'm going to say it was mine. But anyway, the point being, I think on the dirt of clay is where it's the most insulting.
Quite dirty, yes.
Then you have clay all over your clothes. Either way, that's an awesome. We should really institute that. But we go 0-1 as a result of the refund, but then we got rolled in the other one. Today, three plays in the Australian Open there in Melbourne, Australia. Two on the ladies' side, one on the men's side. These are all sides. I'm on Emma Navarro. Emma Navarro, -117. She is a steely American player. Was a top 20 player. I'm not sure if she's in the top 20 currently or not, Emma Navarro. But she's one of these players that you may recall our most famous backing of Emma Navarro took place when we had her as a $4 dog once against Aryna Sabalenka. That was probably our most famous time backing Emma Navarro. But in this one, she's taking on Ons Jabeur. So Navarro, -117 against Ons Jabeur is the play. And then Beatriz Haddad-Maia, she's a Brazilian player, -110, taking her over Veronica Kudermetova. And then on the men's side, we have a dog, Alex Mickelson, the American, who's really great on hard courts. His data is excellent. Going up against the always tough Karen Khachanov, spelled Karen Khachanov for the American audience, mm-hmm, right there. So Navarro, Haddad-Maia, and Mickelson, your three plays in the Australian Open. And of course, you also see the football plays there. Rams +6, Ravens -1 this weekend, which we'll talk ad nauseum about football moving forward. Heather B. on a Sway show, big football fan. So she was all about the football plays.
Yep.
She was like, oh, forget all this stuff. What about the football? So she's all about the Ravens as well. So Rams +6, Ravens, pardon me, Ravens -1. Those are two Sunday plays. I don't have anything on Saturday. Kelly, both of his plays are on Saturday.
That's right. The teaser heard around the world. That is Chiefs tease down, Lions tease down, Square Bear bet of the week. Join me and the rest of the Square Bears on it. Wait, it looks like this Lions line It's coming back down a little bit, Gil. Your Commander's getting some support in the market. We've got there are 8.5s back out there. So it looked like for most of the week we were not going to see 8.5s again if you did want to play this in a 6-point teaser. But there are multiple 8.5s out there, including DraftKings, great teaser shop there, -120 on 6-point teasers. So you can check that out. I love that this week. Like I said earlier in the week, I will end up on the Bills. In that Bills-Ravens matchup, I'm just not feeling any pressure to rush a bet here because we've kind of gotten to the point where the Ravens are pretty much a 1-point, 1.5-point favorite across every shop here. Circa's a pick 'em still. But the other thing I wouldn't mind doing is I wouldn't mind teasing up the Bills. If you get a 1.5 out there, if I can tease up the Bills, I'll add them back in with the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs as a teaser leg this week. Yeah. So
if I wasn't on the Ravens, I'd probably agree with you.
Yeah. AFC to win the Super Bowl. My hat's on the way, Gil. I ordered an AFC hat.
The man loves the AFC in the Super Bowl. The big weather news, snow likely in Philly on Sunday. The weather kind of changed.
Yeah, it looks like Philly and Buffalo both can be cold.
Snow likely in Philly, possibly mixed with rain becoming all snow after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 35. The wind, though, not so bad. 5 to 10 miles per hour, which is what we always worry about. Chance of precipitation, 70%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Does that in any way change how you view this game? Do you think it gives an advantage to one team or the other?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it's more of an advantage for Philly. But I think it was already going to be tough no matter how bad the weather was for the Rams to go on the road and beat this Philadelphia team. It's just,
an advantage for Philly because of Saquon? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I think the run game, I'm just used to the conditions and playing in them as well.
See, I ultimately think that's something we talk about a lot, and it's no real discernible advantage to either team because I think the Rams running game is just fine also.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's more just about outdoors environment.
In other words, if the Eagles were going to stuff them, it wasn't going to be because of the snow anyway, right? I think just something to note with the weather. We'll find out from others if they think that's a thing. We'll come back. Are we sure? National Football League Divisional Round Edition next.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back at the Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, producer number 9. So much more than a producer. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Am I allowed to do this without telling Savannah that I'm going to read some tweets? This is from, let's start with Trip Tepper. Nothing better than being up early on the East Coast for live Aussie Open in-game betting. Bet a cup of coffee on Danilovich, +350 and 3-1 live when she was down 6-5 in the first set. Nice start to the day. Nice job, Trip Tepper. What he's referring to is that Jesse Pegula lost, got bounced out of the tournament, sort of folded in the second set. And as Jesse Pegula loses, Kelly always says what?
Oh, that's who she lost to?
That's who she lost to.
She lost to Danilovich? I don't even know who that is.
Oh, no. Danilovich got some numbers, too.
So we're going to get that GoFundMe page started up. I want to make sure you can get back to the States on a direct flight, no problem. I don't want you to have to stop a million times. That would suck.
Pegula, a billionaire, heir to a $7.5 billion fortune from her dad, who's the owner of the Bills and the Sabres.
What are the Navarros worth, though? Didn't we look that
up?
The
Navarros are worth a mere $1.5 billion.
Chump change.
So if she loses, you know it's going to be tough, too, but not as tough as it will be for Pegula. This is from Johnny Ringo. Looking forward to when ANG picks up their serious only third hour where the trio of Friday potty mouths can go uncensored. Yes, Felica, Fezzik, and Dr. Bob. We have trouble with them because they curse a lot.
Yeah. Don't encourage because we're still on a lot of glorious iHeartRadio stations as well.
Colin Murphy. Blade Bidlin is fire, but I don't think Kelly will be accepted to the country club with a name like that. It's no Bradley Bidlin. That's true.
That's true.
Hudson Swafford Bidlin.
Yeah, you're saying Kelly Bidlin isn't even good enough to get in?
No, he's a
gotta go to Bradley.
D Money 2171. Gil introducing the ANG crew to the newbies. Blade. Primetime, Cowboys _ Cubs 1. Yo, hey man, just want to say word to you and producer number 9, who should be known as CCKMB, Country Club and K. Michael Bidlin. Word.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the winner right there.
A lot of words right there.
K. Michael Bidlin.
Mike Rouse. Instead of taking AFC -115 to win the Super Bowl, Kelly, wouldn't it be better to make separate wages on KC, Buffalo, and Baltimore at plus money? If one of the three teams win, you would make more money than simply betting AFC outright.
I'd have to check that out.
Yeah, we'd have to check the odds. We'd have to check the odds if that's true or not. Spence. Hey, guys, let me know when I can bet Dion Parry again in tennis. I only bet Dion Parry. Okay. Sam Ginsburg from Pittsburgh, PA. Kelly the Dude Bidlin, or he could just go by the Swiss Army Knife, though I have heard from people that knew him in his athletic years that he was described as pottery in motion. Rick Ollier, Sway. Please welcome my old friend Gil, proceeds to play Informer by Snow. Note, I actually did not hear the interview this morning. Daryl J, where is Kelly getting plus 125 on his teaser? I'm on DK right now. When I hit Chiefs Lions, it's only giving me minus 152. Because I'm guessing you're doing more than a 6-point teaser to get it to that now. That's my guess on that. Because it's not 8.5 and 8.5.
Well, definitely not plus 120. Minus 120 are teaser prices at DraftKings. So if you're going, I mean, I'm looking at DraftKings right now. If you're going 6-point teaser on Chiefs and Lions, that should take both down to 2.5. Should be minus 120.
Yeah. Jim Lemoyne, Jimmy Crack Corn. He says, welcome back to SiriusXM. The first rule of nicknames, you can't give yourself a nickname. So you're not allowed to choose your own nickname.
But I'm very okay with Blade not existing. Don't worry.
Well, I'm gonna make that a
thing. Not going to keep me up at night.
Okay, Blade.
Okay, Flate.
All right, Torch.
Now, let me go about this teaser thing. Yeah, minus 120. You're good. Yeah. It was like, did DraftKings change teaser prices?
But wait, what are their numbers right now? 6-point teaser won't get you to 2.5 and 2.5 right now, will it?
It will, yeah.
It will? It's both 8.5?
They've got 8.5 on both those sides.
I'm looking offshore, and right. It is not close to 8.5 right now.
And, like, even though it's juiced up on some of these, if you just put in the teaser, it's still minus 120.
Where's that, DK?
That's DK. Okay. DK, I mean, DraftKings got the best teaser prices in the country.
Yes, they do. Give them juice for that. Absolutely. Give them credit. They absolutely do. All right. Time for Are We Sure? National Football League Divisional Round Edition. Sir, question number one.
All right. Question number one. Are we sure the Chiefs should be laying 8+ points to the Texans when this line was 3 less than a month ago?
We are not sure about that. But we are certainly not sure about that because we just go back into our minds and no. I mean, what's the Chiefs-Texans games that Texans game that stands out in our memory of a playoff game when the Texans went out to, like, that massive lead early and the Chiefs had to fight back to win it?
Oh, you mean the most aggressive side bet me and Matt Brown have ever had on anything?
Yes.
That got feisty.
So, no, I'm not sure it should be that big. But I will say this. We have had multiple guests on this show during the week very strongly backing the Texans here, plus the points. Even daring to sprinkle some on the money line. And I'm not with that either. But no, to answer your question, I'm not sure it should be this big.
If anybody occasionally listens to the deep dive by Drew Dinzik and Andy Molitor, and you like it, you should definitely check out this week's because Drew got pretty close to going with lumping Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes into having overrated runs during their career. It was quite the pot this week.
He has also kind of softened on his stance on the Texans as the week progressed.
No, you're right. Until I think it ramped back up.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, it got even more aggressive on this pot. All right, are we sure the Baltimore Ravens should be favorites on the road in freezing cold Buffalo? I am.
I'm sure about it because I've been consistent. I've thought the Ravens are the best team in football for. Now, what, 6-7 weeks I've had him number one. Aaron Schatz has him number 7 all time, going back to 1979, meaning all time. So I am sure. I understand why others might not be. But for me, yes, I'm sure they should be. I guessed minus 2.5 on guessing lines. So I thought it should be a little bigger than this. I just think they're a better football team. It's no disrespect to the Bills. Josh Allen's great.
All right. Are we sure Jaden Daniels and the Commanders stand no chance in Detroit?
No chance?
No chance.
No chance is a very strong phrase.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. No, we're not sure they have no chance because things can happen. And I don't know if you know this. Jaden Daniels is magic. He's the greatest rookie quarterback. I mean, really, of the modern era, he's the greatest rookie quarterback I've seen. It's, you know, not the Dan Marino rookie year from a different era. But I'm just talking about modern day quarterbacks. He's the most poised young quarterback I've ever witnessed, and you just have supreme confidence that he'll get it done. Now, that said, do I think they win? I don't. I think they comport themselves well, but you're asking me, am I sure there's no chance? No chance, absolutely not. I'm not sure. No.
Okay, are we sure the Lions will advance to the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not sure, because I have always said also, what have I said, that I think the Rams are the sneaky, freaky brothers sneaking in from the rear. I think the Rams are a team that has a Hall of Fame quarterback, a good running game, a great wide receiver, maybe even a great pair of wide receivers, and a great pass rush. When has that profile not been awesome? And as good as the Eagles are, too, I just don't think that the Lions are a shoo-in for it at all, as great as the Lions are. So, no, I'm not sure they're a shoo-in.
And I ask that because currently they are even money to win the NFC.
Yeah, no, I'm not about that.
All right. Are we sure Josh Allen to win Super Bowl MVP should be the same exact price as the Bills to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, now that's an interesting one. No, I mean, he should probably be incrementally higher, but I get it.
Yeah.
Because if the Bills win the Super Bowl, honestly, what are the chances that someone else wins the MVP of the Super Bowl besides him?
I'm trying to, like,
minuscule. Like, what's the scenario?
I can't even come up with one. Well, the scenario is what we've seen a few games this year, and James Cook just ends up getting a lot of the touchdowns, right? It's rushing touchdowns. He's involved a lot, and somehow Josh Allen...
Even they will bend over backwards to try to give it to Josh Allen.
I agree. I'm coming up with the one. So, the one scenario.
So are we sure... I don't know how to answer that. We're not sure, but I get it.
Or the other path is DeMar Hamlin has like two interceptions in key moments, one return for a touchdown.
So they hype up the, this man was almost dead on the field, now look. Yeah, that's true.
So I'm just trying to come up with the minuscule pass for you.
That's true.
But like realistically, what it should be like a 10-cent difference maybe, but if
I That's what I said. Incremental difference is what it should be, but I get it.
Yeah, if I was booking this, I get it. Yeah. Completely understand it. All right, are we sure Deion Sanders should leave Colorado?
No, I'm not sure he should do that. I mean, Colorado was great for him, and he was great for Colorado. But his kids were there, and I don't think we're sure he should leave. But at the same time, I'm not going to begrudge him for doing so because everybody moves now. All these coaches, like nobody should be. Why shouldn't Deion Sanders be able to do what every other coach does?
Where do you think he ends up?
I genuinely don't know because there are some people you talk to that are like, oh, he's absolutely going to end up as the Cowboys coach. And then there's some people that are saying that he's absolutely not going to. So I don't know what to believe at this point.
I also think there's part of me that says get out of college while you've got the chance because like prime, you're always going to be.
Can you see him as a pro coach?
But like, that's also like kind of not right. Like you also kind of need to continue to sharpen your teeth in college. It feels like, but that could get worse. Right. Like we saw that team get a little better this year, but that could go bad. I think the Las Vegas idea is still interesting.
Next.
All right. Next up. Are we sure an AFC team will win the Super Bowl? Because Kelly is.
I am, too. I am sure about that. I really do. I think the Ravens or the Chiefs. I know some people throw the Bills in, too. But I think the Ravens and you always have to give Patrick Mahomes his due. One more before we leave.
I'm all out.
Didn't you have a non-football question in there? I always thought you end with a non-footballer. No, nothing?
Yeah, I said, are we sure Country Clubbing is the greatest open ever to lead into Australian Open talk?
Yes. But, we are sure about that. We're 100% sure about that. I knew there was one more. We'll come back. Jim Miller from SiriusXM will join us, give his thoughts on the divisional round, where his money would be. That, of course, followed by Rufus Peabody, Chris Felica, Steve Fezzik, Dr. Bob. It don't get no better than this, as they used to say on the old Milwaukee commercials. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
We're getting ready for Big Game 59 with a big deal to match. Save $59 off a Visa Pro annual subscription when you sign up using promo code ANG. Become a Visa Pro annual subscriber. Bet smarter all year long with full access to our daily best bets to help you cash more tickets. Exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. 24/7 video access to tune in anywhere on the Visa Watch app, plus all our betting guides and expert picks for the Super Bowl and upcoming March Madness. Don't miss out on this big game deal. Visit Visa.com/subscribe and use promo code ANG to save $59 off a Visa Pro annual subscription today. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, making our debut here on SiriusXM channel 158 after 4 years away from SiriusXM. We're all very pumped to be back. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Just let me read a few right here before we get to our guest, Jim Miller. This is, as the computer loads up, this is from Stefan Brosek 1870. Gil is a broadcast legend and a super citizen, according to Sway. I'm a super citizen. As for Kelly, new nickname, it has to be Hurricane. Works for his trips to Florida at any time he has adult beverages. Have you ever had a hurricane before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Several times. I'm okay with that one.
Hurricane.
I think a lot of people would describe just my personality and lifestyle as a hurricane, too. So,
you can call it Slurricane. What do you know about that? E40. Last name, Nash. Nickname suggestion, Kelly. I'm sorry, Bidlin. People like this nickname stuff with you. Jason, Ice Cold Gambler, introducing producer number 9, Kelly Blazin Bidlin. A lot of love for Blazin.
Blazin.
On the show this morning. Yeah. This all inspired by Sway's producer, Torch. Let's get to our next guest, because we have tons of guests here. Rufus coming up. Rufus Peabody, Steve Fezzik, Chris Felica, Dr. Bob. Speaking of SiriusXM, this guy is on SiriusXM every day on SiriusXM NFL from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. He does a show called Moving the Change with his co-host Pat Kerwin. It's former NFL quarterback Jim Miller joining the program. How you doing, Jim? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great. Yeah, doing great. Good to be with you this morning.
Thanks for sharing off air. We were talking about your old football stories. Those were very entertaining, so I'm sure you share those on your show every day. Those are great.
Yeah. We have some fun, that's for sure.
Let's start with these games in chronological order, and let's just do them as they come starting tomorrow with the Texans and the Chiefs, where the Chiefs are north of a touchdown favorite. They remain an 8.5-point favorite. I'll ask you what Kelly just asked me. Do you think that they should be this big of a favorite?
I do, because if you look at the history of Andy Reid off of a bye, he's incredible. You know, his numbers, the last time I checked, I think it was like 25-4. I mean, it's ridiculous what Andy Reid is when he gets an extra week of rest and just how it can game plan the extra week of health, I do think factors into it. And of course, for Houston, they've kind of lost a couple of their stingers. You know, they come into this game with no Stephon Diggs and no Tank Dell. So they've lost two stingers. And Tank Dell, people forget, as a rookie last year, the guy had 7 touchdowns before he got hurt. He was leading their team in red zone touchdowns. And so to me, that's a big factor. You give Houston a lot of credit. They got right, to me, the last week of the season. They played a little bit of their starters, did enough for them to get the victory last week. But I don't think they got the stinger to go in there. So I think the touchdown to Kansas City is appropriate.
All right, same question, this time involving the second game on Saturday. The Detroit Lions, number 1 seed in the NFC. They've got the bye in the NFC, as the Chiefs did in the AFC. As Jaden Daniels and the Commanders come into town, riding their magic carpet ride, once again, was it 6 wins determined in the final 6 seconds of regulation or overtime for this Commanders team. They are 9-point dogs, sitting at 9 now, heading to Detroit for a Saturday night affair. Do you give the Commanders, Jim, a puncher's chance?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
I do give them a puncher's chance, and here's the reason why. Because they've taken big, they've taken powerful teams to the brink. You know, look what they did to the Philadelphia Eagles, even week one. Look at week one, to go down on the road and put up 20 on Tampa. Yes, they lost the game, but look at what they did last week when they went back in Tampa and are able to come away from the victory. Washington has these signature wins this year. One of them was last week beating Tampa. But you look at their victory over Philadelphia. You even look at that Hail Mary game over Chicago.
I think we lost Jim. We just lost Jim. It was touch and go there for a second.
He's getting excited.
We'll try to reconnect with Jim. But that's interesting. He does give Washington a puncher's chance, and that's to win the game. He's talking right there. Let me just say this. If Washington wins that game, I don't even know if I can speak on Monday. I don't. By the way, we're doing special Super Bowl programming here on the network. Super Bowl Sunday, February 9th for Super Bowl 59. Whoever is meeting in the Super Bowl, and you know all the VEASAN weekday hosts always contribute on Super Bowl Sunday. We do shows. You and I are going to do a show early in the morning. But I did tell Steve Cohen, I'm like, except for if there's this remote chance that the Washington Commodores somehow get to New Orleans, then I'm out.
I can't believe,
because I'm gonna be in New Orleans.
Tim Murray's gonna be on the air Monday night. Like, oh man, Notre Dame sweats.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh boy. No, my famous thing is I vowed when Washington beat the Buffalo Bills in January of 1992 in Minnesota and they won the Super Bowl. I said as I walked out of that stadium, I said, I will never miss another Washington Super Bowl ever again for the rest of my life. And Kelly, I have kept my promise.
Good job. Good job for keeping that promise.
Never been back at all. We get tweets, by the way, at Beating the Book. This is from Burner at Burneracci. This is how I pictured Gil's interview this morning. Am I right? Sway. Good morning, everyone. My next guest is a special friend, Gil. In fact, he tore his first Achilles with me during a basketball game just after he exploded for a spectacular dunk. As you know, I ask all my guests to freestyle. So what up, G? Let's hear a few bars. And then he goes into a whole freestyle, which I'm not going to repeat here. my name is Gil and I don't Netflix and chill.
I think there was a slight miscommunication at the end, right? Because I think they wanted a story about, they wanted a story about you and Sway working together. And I think it was confused of whether it was a story about Sway or a story about you. And I was really hoping we were going to get to the Achilles tear.
Sway deflected. He said, oh, Gil's got some stories.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
To which, thankfully, the interview was over. We couldn't get into that. Bruce Dobigan, food for thought. 46% of the Bills' defense was different when the Ravens drubbed the Bills in week four. The regulars are all back on defense. And it was a short week, by the way, Gil can answer. But with Sunday, does Baltimore constitute a warm weather team for betting purposes? There's a lot going on there, Bruce. I'm not sure if I follow the rest of that. Absolutely, the Bills have players back on defense. That is clearly something to keep in mind. The handicap remains the same for me. I do not feel that that's the difference maker here. Shades of Mako. Of all the time Gil breaks out into song during ANG and we don't get a Sway freestyle. Tried that Vital Vegas Rice from 8 East, by the way. Great call. Yes. Ask if you're ever at Circa and you go to 8 East and you get the, ask for the brisket fried rice and ask for it Vital Vegas style. It comes with chicken then at that point.
But like instead of the brisket?
No, the brisket's okay, still good. In there. It's brisket good. And chicken. You just get extra
God,
stuff.
What is the steakhouse down at Mandalay Bay? I forget the name, but the brisket fried rice there is like one of my favorite dishes in this town.
I'm so happy we didn't freestyle, that he didn't ask me to freestyle anything. If you're in studio, you have to freestyle.
That would have been the greatest thing ever.
Stringfellow Hawk, Sway has the citizens. What do you do with your audience listening on the Sirius XM app? Can pause and resume live audio again. He's very excited. Yeah, Sway calls all his people the citizens. That's how I got that. Brandon Kyles, I'll play. How about Kelly Fireball Bidlin?
Meh.
No?
Meh, I like that one as much.
Do you get veto power on this? Or are you just,
that's a good point. Yeah. I don't know. You're not allowed to pick, but I feel like you get veto power.
Well, Sway's producer, Torch, strikes me as a guy who came up with his own nickname. I don't think someone was like, Torch, that's your name. Jaime Leva says, Gil to Kelly, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know what I said. Also throwing in Kelly the Club Bidlin for consideration. Kelly the Club Bidlin, nightclub, country club, or golf club. He's a cracking good time. Have a great weekend, gentlemen. And then Ice Cold Gambler, getting the respect you deserve. When will you be on AG? Talking about Paul Spohr. Yes, baseball right around the corner. So we'll get to that as well.
I can't even imagine, like, no, me and the actual club these days. Yeah. No, it's just me trying to get a drink, getting in back of the line again to wait for another drink to pay like $30 for that drink.
You'd have to pay me a considerable amount of money to spend any time in a club at this point.
It's tough.
Especially because I'd be sober and it would be pure living hell.
Yeah, I was going to say, way worse for you. I've been a couple times in the past like 3 years, but it's only when I get the occasional text of like, hey, we've got bottles.
Agree or disagree with Jim Miller that the Washington Commanders actually have a puncher's chance to beat the Detroit Lions. Let me ask you the question that I asked Drew. Let's make it broader. Of the three biggest dogs, so let's throw the Ravens and the Bills out. But I'm talking about the Texans, the Commanders, the Rams. We'll include the Rams. Who's the most likely to win outright?
Okay, who is the most likely to win outright? I guess I got to say Rams.
Throw the Rams out. Of the two games on Saturday, Texans or Commanders, if I came to you from
Commanders.
The future and I could even finish this sentence. Okay, Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders.
So you are, like me, sort of oppo the Drew Dinsick, Jonathan Von Tobel opinion that the Texans are live here.
You know why? Because the Commanders thing, something would have to end, right? Like the fact that they have been so hot, we're planning on it coming to an end where the Texans have to continue to push their game to a next level to win that game.
Everybody keeps thinking at some point Jaden Daniels is going to look like a rookie.
What if he doesn't?
I got news for y'all. That ain't happening. He's not. He's just built different. Nothing bothers him. Nothing even moves his needle. Rufus Peabody, the greatest gambler of his generation. Sports better, that is. Next, right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
In sports betting and trading, understanding probability is the ultimate game changer. Unlock the secrets of high probability trading with Todd Bubba Horwitz, a former floor trader and seasoned sports bettor with over 45 years of experience. Visit BubbaTrading.com/VSIN today. Use promo code VSIN500 to save $500. Don't miss your chance to sharpen your strategy and gain the edge in your trading game. That's BubbaTrading.com/VSIN. Promo code VSIN500. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets here at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Charles in Connecticut at Hoop Homer. Added channel 158, Sirius XM channel 158 to my car presets last night, even before your official return, listening to A Numbers Game on the Sirius app now. Definitely one of my top three Fridays of 2025. This is, as it is, the third Friday. See what he did there? But who needs to be contacted to spell Gil correctly?
Oh, they shorted you an L, man.
They always short me an L. By the way, he's not the only one. Machi at You Found Machi at, he also points out that they're spelling my name with one L.
That's the great. Come on. Michelle Delgadillo, who makes our beautiful graphics here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She says, great to hear you. Oh, I got to take Gil out to the club and still got to get Kelly to make it out to the club. LOL. Frankie in Vegas. Okay. He has a tennis betting question. He bet four sets last night for the Umber Feast match that we had the over in games on. He bet four sets at plus 155, so for them to have exactly four sets. He bet this at MGM. He bet, now he got a refund on our bet, the over 40 games, as he should, because again, when it stops, you have no idea if it's going to go over or under. He lost a three-leg parlay because of Osaka, both retirement. MGM rules one set played. Yes, so at MGM, the difference, the reason that he got a refund on the Osaka match, not a refund. The reason that he lost Osaka is because they completed a set, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, Osaka was like, she didn't quit until after the first set was completed. So because she is the one that does not advance, MGM gives the money to the Bencic bettors, and the Osaka bettors lose because she completed the first set. That is also the case with, again, our... but it's not the case with the other stuff, with the totals. And he's asking, he goes, why did my bet four sets plus 155, why did that get a refund? It's the same reason as the total on the games. We don't know if that was going to go four sets or five sets. It's unclear. You cannot determine, you cannot grade anything having to do with totals in that. But as far as the side, it comes down to who advances. And because Bencic advanced, one set was completed. So at MGM, they do pay it. Hope that explains it. Anyway. That's riveting tennis betting grading talk.
Boom.
Is what that
go.
Is. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the greatest sports bettor of his generation. I don't know if he'll hate that description or not, but I'm guessing he is the most successful sports bettor of his generation. He is also the co-founder of Unabated. He's half of the Massey Peabody analytics team. He's also half of the podcast that he does with Jeff Ma called Bet the Process. What does he not do? It's Rufus Peabody, everybody, on A Numbers Game, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Oh, look at that picture of Rufus. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, though. Betting tennis sounds like rocket science. I mean, you managed to make it so that I really don't want to bet it.
No, it's just different books graded differently. So most books would actually just refund that, something that goes one set but doesn't complete. But in the case of BetMGM, they're among the books that, hey, once one set goes, sides pay, totals don't.
Also, like, the only problems you have is when they quit, right? It's just when they quit.
That's right. Well, won't get Rufus to bet tennis.
I mean, if they quit in the fourth set and they're down, like, what was that match? It was U.S. Open match, I think a U.S. Open semi or quarterfinal where it was a really good match. I remember that. But and apparently a lot of people didn't get paid betting on the side, which kind of seemed kind of
brutal,
kind of crappy. But
it's brutal.
Yeah, it's you got like multiple sweats. I guess it's equivalent to baseball with where a rain shortened game that goes like, you know, they complete the five innings, the game is official, but it doesn't go the full nine. You have sides are ash and totals aren't, right?
There are similarities, but it's not quite as disappointing because you're right. There are totals right in baseball. I remember there was a windstorm that hit Coors Field once. I had an under in a game, and there was already like a million runs scored. So I was a loser. But the game had to call the game in the eighth inning. And because of old, outdated gambling rules,
you got saved.
I got saved, right? But in tennis, what usually happens is, and some of these, by the way, this has happened before, and it's really like it makes you never want to bet again. The player you're betting on could be up 5-love. 40 love on the final point of the game, and the person on the other side of the court just decides to take her toys and go home, and you don't get paid. So it can be brutal. Anyway, there's that. Rufus, here's what people were first date back on Sirius XM 158. So some people are not going to be familiar with you. You agree or disagree here? You first became well known because of your prowess betting Super Bowl props. I assume you are all about that again as we get to Super Bowl 59. You will be here betting props in Las Vegas. Is it as exploitable as it once was? Is your operation as streamlined as it once was? What has changed? What remains the same?
So I would say you're right that props, I guess, did give me notoriety back, 14 years ago, I guess it was. I will say it is more difficult now. There are more offerings at all these different books, but the problem is that makes the pricing better. So, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, MGM, they're pricing all these esoteric game props, like will a team score 4 unanswered points or will there be a score in the last 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter? They're pricing all these every single game. And so they kind of have a clue because of that. Whereas years ago, you had books in Vegas only offering these types of props once a year. So will there be a roughing the passer penalty called? The Wind used to open that the no at -115 every single year for the Super Bowl. And it always got bet down to bet the no got bet to -200 or more. And so, you know, the days of like the gravy trains like that just aren't there as much. Now, there are different opportunities, though. There's different opportunities in prop betting, especially with SGPs. But it's definitely a different game.
Oh, so you will bleed into same game parlays for the Super Bowl? You will do that?
I'm not sure how much I'm going to do for the Super Bowl. I've certainly done some stuff early in the NFL season this year. I kind of went down that rabbit hole. It was kind of fun, actually.
Wow.
But the problem there is just a matter of A, getting accounts nuked and limited, and B, you know, being able to sort of scale that out as well. Yeah. So the Super Bowl is kind of just this big one-off where, I'll do some stuff for the conference championship games, provided that my code gets dusted off and run. But, you know, it's just what, I don't know. To me, it's like part of winter. It's like, I can't imagine not having Super Bowl prop betting in my life.
A rite of passage for Rufus. And
it is.
Well, when you're here, let's get you on the show. Let's do the Megapod. Yeah, let's do that.
And I caught that podcast episode. That was a great episode, Rufus. You guys discussing the same game parlays and kind of how you were looking at attacking them, because I think a lot of us think correlated. And it was very interesting listening to Rufus kind of run through the math and different things they were looking at.
Rufus, tell Jeff. He's one of the seven, as you guys say. One of the seven listeners, Jeff always says. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rufus.
Well,
go ahead.
We've had Judah Fortgang on the podcast now 3 times this NFL season, and he's been super impressive, and he's really kind of he's really great at exploiting those tails angles.
Wow. Bet the process again, weekly, I imagine, with Rufus and Jeff here during the NFL season. Real quick before you go, we got a couple minutes. Divisional round. I assume, maybe I shouldn't, that you have dived into that. Is there a best bet for you? Do you like an edge somewhere more than others?
Believe it or not, I don't do as much NFL betting in terms of side totals, but even if I did, these games are very all within a point of what the Massey Peabody line would be. However, I do see some edges, and the biggest actually is on the Commanders money line, and that's just straight derivative play. But also, actually, Judah mentioned this on Bet the Process this week. It's a game that should be higher variance than even the high total indicates, because you do have teams that both go for it on fourth down a lot. And so that should increase the variance in the game. And so I feel like the Commanders, if they get some fourth down good luck on offense and some good luck on defense, have a chance. The other thing, though, is that it's just not priced properly based on the spread of 9 and the total of 55.5. Like you can, and that's not everywhere. You need a line shop, but a game with that spread, I'm going to actually pull this up on the unabated alternate lines tool here. -9 +101 is the unabated line right now. That correlates to a true money line of -391 for the Lions. You're seeing in a bunch of books higher money lines than that. Circa +434, Bookmaker 416, BetOnline 440, you know. And so FanDuel +410. There are opportunities there in these bigger games where the spreads and the money lines just are out of whack with each other.
And it also makes intuitive sense for folks. If there's a lot of fourth down, that makes it high variance, a lot of fourth down attempts. And so if you do have Commanders conviction, not only mathematically is it favorable of Commanders money line, but you ought to sprinkle some on the money line because of that fourth down high variance for both teams. Rufus, we got to run. Thank you so much. You got to catch a plane. Good luck.
I will be at the game.
Oh, nice.
Oh, at the Commanders Detroit game.
And he didn't invite you.
And he did invite me. Thank you, Rufus. Coming back with Chris Malika from Fox Sports next.